This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Takes off here, the pitch, a swing and a miss. Got him with the changeup there. So Raleigh is out on strikes, and for Jacob DeGrom, that's four punch-outs through three shutout innings.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're going to talk with Jared Sandler in just a minute. But as the news continues to come in, the Eagles are rewarding Saquon Barkley with a two-year, $41.2 million extension that makes him the highest-paid running back in NFL history. This will also make Barkley the NFL's first $20-plus million running back. And so yet even more dead money that the Eagles can deal with down the line. But what the hell do they care? They're playing awesome, and they're the defending Super Bowl champions.
You know, the world of that sport, it seems like, hey, this guy made this much money. You're the next one. You're going to make this much money. You're the next one. You're going to make this much money. Doesn't it feel like this is one of those merit contracts?
Absolutely.
Like, look at how much he changed this team.
Absolutely agree with that. Right now, let's bring in Jared Sandler. Jared, are you protecting all of the Rangers players to make sure nothing bad happens because all of our players are getting hurt?
So I want to say something here. I want to start off. We're going to make something clear to the fan base of any baseball team or sports team. Injuries are going to happen. Like I saw when the Adolis stuff came down on Twitter, everyone was like, oh my gosh, here we go again. Yeah, here you go again, just like every other year. This happens. We know that this happens. It's not ever going to work out where all of your guys stay healthy. It stinks, you know, that it's a guy that fans love, but I cannot take any sort of credit for or blame, I guess, for injuring these guys. If one of them hurt their fists from me annoying the crap out of them and punching me, I would take full blame, but I had nothing to do with Adolis's oblique. But on a serious note, this is a part of it, and this is one of the things we talked about last week, was the depth that this team has, and they are far more equipped to deal with injuries. As much as we think, you know, we're conditioned in football, if you lose your quarterback, you're toast. And, well, I don't need to say what happens in the NBA when you trade away your franchise icon and then your next best player tears his ACL. You got no shot. But baseball's a weird sport where if you lose a key player like Adolis Garcia or in 2023 like Jacob DeGrom, you can still go on and achieve big things. And I think this roster is certainly positioned to do that for however long Adolis might miss with his oblique thing.
I think for one, if a player did break his fist punching Jared, I think Jared not would only accept it, but he would also say, "I probably deserved it too." Like something.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And then the other thing.
It's not even players, guys. It's Hixey. Like the fact that Hixey hasn't punched me in the face yet is honestly one of the most remarkable feats of restraint ever.
I agree with that.
Yeah, Hixey's a very patient man. The other thing, too, is, Jared, I think we can confirm now that the left oblique is the most important oblique to a right-handed hitter, as both Wyatt and Adolis have had these left oblique situations in their right-handed hitter. So I know Wyatt said that both obliques are important, but let's just confirm left oblique is very important.
The left oblique is important.
I saw your TikTok this morning, or maybe it was last night, about Jacob DeGrom and where he is in the pitching rotation. And I thought it was interesting information, but how much is it going to help him by keeping him 5 days more before starting the season? Can you kind of explain to me how that's going to help?
Yeah, I think it's just more like where he is, given that he's going to start on Friday and what that schedule would be. And I don't know that it's like, you know, the extra few days is going to make a huge difference. I think it's, hey, all right, we're starting the calendar from Friday, March 7th or whatever the date is. And with whatever the progression is going to be, he would then be slotted in to start whatever, you know, third, fourth, fifth game, whatever the case. So I think that is. I think that's essentially how it shapes up. Now, I do think they're going to do things throughout the year, especially in April, where they're going to demonstrate a level of caution in how they handle him, and maybe they skip a start, or they make sure to take use of an off day, as opposed to sometimes with a guy like DeGrom or Eovaldi. You won't, they'll just work on regular 4 days rest. They might give him that extra day. And if there's a long stretch of games without an off day, they might allow him, an extra day by, putting a spot starter in front of him once to give him that extra day. I think those sorts of things can happen. But I think as far as not starting him on opening day, I think they probably were going to go with Nathan Eovaldi anyway, just as a salute to, what he's meant to this organization. And I think it's just the schedule lines up for Jacob to start whatever game, he ends up starting.
Now, I know a couple stories came out about this and we're all hopeful, but the idea of Robert Garcia, he believes in himself to potentially be the closer, but he doesn't have any track record at that. And his track record in high leverage situations is questionable at best, is it not?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's such a small sample that it's tough to really read into it. And he's still, as a pitcher, he's still growing a ton. But yeah, I think that you could make an argument for both sides on, hey, this guy should be the closer because, or this guy isn't ready to be the closer because. And there are people, guys, philosophically, who don't love the idea of having a left-handed closer, right? That's just not everyone feels that way, but there are people who believe that puts you in a disadvantaged spot. And I think in general, if you're going to be successful as a left-handed closer, you got to show an ability to get lefties and righties out. And that is something that a lot of the underlying metrics shows that, he is able to do. I still, guys, if you were to ask me right now who's going to lead the team in saves, I'd put my money on Emiliano Teodo, and he might not even be on the opening day roster, but I don't know how long they're going to be able to deny the opportunity to him as long as he is able to throw enough strikes, which has been a little bit of a challenge for him in the past.
Yeah, if you're not throwing strikes, that won't keep you on the bump very long.
Just real quick, I'm sorry, Corey. You said how much longer can he, I'm paraphrasing, kind of be denied, because he has some of, if not the best stuff in this entire relief organization, right?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I mean, he throws a 100-mile-an-hour sinker and, a high 80 slider. He also throws a changeup. I mean, remember, he was a starting pitcher and still, I mean, maybe there's some who believe that's what he still should be doing. I think that, he maybe will find a home and never leave it as a, leverage reliever. But, yeah, his stuff is absolutely filthy, no doubt about it.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. but I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
How much would that affect him being a starter if you wanted to kind of keep him with that option there?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are probably people, not everyone, there are probably people in the organization who just believe that ultimately he isn't a starter,
okay,
whether it's the consistency of the changeup or the, you know, the ability to hold up over that, you know, that level of workload or the strike throwing. But yeah, I think you can always build him back up. It's, you know, you may do it over an off season and whatnot, but I think that this year, his most likely way of helping the major league team is as a reliever. And I think that's kind of been their focus for that reason. If this was a team that was in rebuild mode, I think they would probably say, hey, you know what? Let's see what it looks like as a starter, because we don't really have anything to lose. But because it's a team that is looking at Emiliano Teodo not as an asset for the future, but as an asset for the present, mm-hmm, and the future, but for the present, I think that they feel like his best path is as a reliever. And if they, you know, I know Rangers fans are haunted by Neftali Feliz and Alexi Ogando, understandably so. And typically guys that have success as, you know, hard throwing relievers, it's not always a piece of cake transitioning back to a starter. But I think with a guy like Theodo, if they did want to go that route in the future, you know, it wouldn't be without its bumps, but I think it's something that they could conceivably do. I get the sense, guys, he settles in nicely as a reliever, and he'll never leave that type of a role.
Jared Sandler joining us here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. A lot has been discussed this offseason about Evan Carter and what direction he's heading and, you know, what he's going to be. But then the biggest story was lefties against lefties. That's been a big conversation piece because it could change your whole lineup. You might have to have two different lineups unless he can hit lefties. How is that work coming along for him?
Yeah, that's a great question, Corey. And let's backtrack and provide a little context to why this is such a unique situation. You know, Evan, in general, had very limited upper-level minor league experience when he was called up in September of 2023. And that's important. Part because of the success he had in that short span and because of injuries, right? You know, he did not have the amount of plate appearances in double or triple A that you would expect for a guy who get called up. But that's, you know, credit to him, his ability to adapt. But now we're in a spot where he gets called up and he goes through September and October. He really doesn't face many lefties. You know, in the ALCS, the Astros didn't have a single left-handed reliever, and they were able to protect him in that regard. And then last year he had his struggles, and especially as the team started to struggle collectively, it would have been a perfect runway to just say, Evan, you're going to face every lefty under the sun. It doesn't really matter. We just want you to see lefties. But now we're back here in 2025, and the team wants to win a World Series. And they've got to make the delicate decision of how to balance Evan's development long term with the team's desire to put forth, you know, the best opportunity to win in the present. And I think, you know, what's so tough to assess is that it'd be one thing if he had like 500 plate appearances against lefties in AA and AAA combined, or even like 300, but he doesn't. And well, you're not going to send him back to AA or AAA just for that reason. Now, if he's not hitting righties, then all right, well, you know, maybe you do something like that. But so I guess my point in this is a lot of guys in his spot maybe haven't proven themselves at the major league level, but there's enough data in upper minor levels, double and triple A, to suggest there's potential or there's not. And there just isn't that level of data. So I think you're going off of the idea that he's got such strong foundational hitting skills with his plate discipline that he can figure it out. But unfortunately, it's a very complex strategy to try and make it work, because you're not a developing team that's expecting to lose 90 games and can let guys just have a free runway. So I'm curious how they handle this. Corey, your question of how he's looked so far hasn't looked great, just being honest, but you know, I'm also not privy to all of the plate appearances and all the reps he's getting on the backfields and the cages, simulating a lefty on the mound and some of the VR stuff that they've got working now and the technology. But in games when he's faced lefties, he has looked like a different hitter in terms of his level of comfort than when he faces righties. But that should be expected, because he just has not had a lot of repetitions against, you know, top level left-handed pitching.
Now, I realize injuries could change all of this, but just from your perspective right now, assuming, you know, people stay generally healthy and all that great stuff, how many of the 26 spots for opening day do you think are realistically still in play? And how do you envision that fourth outfielder playing out?
Yeah, so if we, let's just assume for the sake of this exercise, Adolis is not an option on opening day. And if someone's just tuning in, we have no information from his MRI today to suggest he is or he isn't. But I would say it's likely, especially because he suffered a left oblique thing back in the 2023 World Series, and he's a hard swinger, that he's not. So from a position player standpoint, I would think all of the infield spots are spoken for. And now, you know, you've got Carter, Langford in the outfield. You've got Leody Taveras, who as long as he's here, he'll be on the team, even if he's the fifth outfielder. And then, you know, I think that opens the door for two of Kevin Pillar, Sam Haggerty, and Ezekiel Duran. Prior to the Adolis Garcia injury, I would tell you that it was between Pillar and Haggerty, because I think that Ezekiel Duran needs to play every day. And I don't know that he has shown the ability to have success as a role player. And then from the pitching standpoint, I would say there's one or two spots open in the bullpen. Now, they would tell you more. But unless a guy who's got a major league deal who we expect to be on the bullpen doesn't end up making the team in a little bit of a surprise, I would expect one or two spots, and it might just be one spot if they feel like Jack Leiter is going to be on the opening day roster as a reliever. So I think there's competition, sure, but I think that you're only looking at two or three spots that are truly, truly up for grabs.
Excellent insight, as always, good sir. We would love to catch up with you again anytime. I know you're busy out there in Arizona.
Whatever you guys need, fellas.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.